This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says a U.S. military special forces operation in northwest Syria successfully targeted and violently eliminated Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
Speaking in the White House diplomatic room for nearly 50 minutes, Trump announced the Islamic State leader detonated a suicide vest in a tunnel, also killing three children, when he was confronted by the U.S. force, which lost no personnel. The president says Baghdadi was screaming, crying, and whimpering in his last moments.
He didn't die a hero, he died a coward.
Baghdadi's remains were positively identified by DNA testing on site in 15 minutes, according to Trump. The president says the leader's possible replacements as head of the terrorist organization are already in the sights of American forces. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The chief U.S. peace negotiator for Afghanistan met leaders in Kabul Sunday after arriving in the country on an unannounced visit. His first since President Trump halted talks with Taliban insurgents on ending the Afghan war. The visit came on a day when the Afghan Independent Election Commission set November 14th as the new day for releasing preliminary results from the September 28th controversy marred presidential polls. Officials said Khalilzad held separate meetings with incumbent President Ashraf Ghani and Afghan Chief Executive Abdul Abdullah, the two frontrunners in the last month's presidential elections. Conservative President Mauricio Macri conceded defeat in Argentina's election Sunday night, paving the way for the country's Peronist center-left to return to power under Alberto Fernandez, as frustrated voters rejected the incumbent's handling of a bruising economic crisis that sunk many into poverty. This is VOA News. Clashes in the streets as thousands of people took to the streets for another weekend of protest in Hong Kong. This week, the city's governing body formally withdrew the bill that sparked the original protest earlier this year, but that has done little to appease protesters and the leaderless movement, who say they want the government to do more to stave off what they believe is encroaching control from Beijing. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Hong Kong.
Opposition legislator Ted Hui told VOA the violence disrupts what he says should be peaceful protests.
It's not something that Hong Kong people would like to see. It's not something the world would like to see. But I still urge the people to look through the surface and understand the background why people are so angry. And there's no other ways of expressing their grief. And that's why they are resorting to some other means. Might not be right, but the government should have responded to the five demands, and the problem will be totally solved.
In fact, Hong Kong legislators this week formally withdrew the bill that lit the spark of these leaderless protests earlier this year, a controversial extradition bill that would have allowed Hong Kong residents to be tried in mainland China. Anita Powell, VOA News, Hong Kong.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a statewide state of emergency because of wildfires and power cuts to millions to stop more fires from breaking out. 200,000 people have been forced to flee their homes in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco. The county sheriff's office calls it the largest such evacuation anyone can remember. In an AP interview, Cal Fire spokesman Brendan Holly says firefighters are battling the blaze on three fronts.
Firefighters out doing perimeter control, there's firefighters doing structure protection, and there's aircraft out trying to take the heat out of the head of the fire.
The Kincade Fire, named for a local road where the flames are believed to have started, has already burned more than 12,000 hectares and destroyed a number of buildings, including historic structures in the area whose vineyards make it popular with tourists. Officials said as of Sunday, only 10% of the Kincade Fire was contained. Hot, dry desert winds blowing at a record-breaking speed are making it almost impossible for firefighters to bring the flames under control. In Southern California, a wildfire in Santa Clarita near Los Angeles is said to be about 65% contained, but not before it destroyed more than a dozen buildings there. The California utility company Pacific Gas and Electric shut off power to nearly 1 million homes and businesses across Northern California, some with little notice and lots of complaints. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.